Second foul on Davis. Richie Farmer will go to the line where he's shooting 84%.
Richie Farmer became a basketball hero in high school, leading Eastern Kentucky's Clay County High to its first state title in 1987. At the University of Kentucky, he became one of the unforgettables. Four UK seniors who led the Wildcats to the brink of the 1992 Final Four in this game against Duke.
Southern accent. I've been a big blue fan from birth.
Their jerseys, including Farmer's number 32, hang from the rafters of Rupp Arena. Farmer's popularity was still strong in 2003 when he was elected Agriculture Commissioner, and 4 years later when the Republican was re-elected, the top vote-getter on the constitutional office ballot. That led to talk of aspirations for higher office.
David Williams and Richie Farmer, bold, conservative leadership.
On May 17th, I'd be honored to have your vote.
In 2010, then-Kentucky Senate President David Williams hoped Farmer's standing with voters would help him in his bid to unseat Democratic Governor Steve Beshear, and he tapped Farmer to be his running mate. In a stump speech at the Fancy Farm picnic, Farmer took a jab at Beshear's running mate, former Louisville Mayor Jerry Abramson.
Some folks did pretty well while he was mayor. One of his friends even got a no-show job for $85,000 a year. That's pretty good work if you can get it.
But things weren't going well for the campaign or for Farmer. His wife of 13 years filed for divorce shortly after the campaign was launched, and there was talk surfacing of financial abuses and other problems in the Agriculture Department under Farmer's watch. Williams and Farmer were defeated in a landslide in the 2011 general election. Kentuckians also elected a new agriculture commissioner that year, and one of Republican James Comer's first acts was to request an audit of the department under Farmer's administration. The results of that review were announced by Auditor Adam Edelin in the spring of 2012. Edelin said the dozens of abuses he uncovered, as he put it, shocked the conscience. It alleged that Farmer hired friends who apparently did little or no work and used state employees to perform personal errands.
He reportedly shot a deer illegally from the cab of a state-issued vehicle and then directed the state employee to field dress it for him.
Last year, Farmer was indicted on federal criminal charges of misusing state funds and using his position for personal gain. As part of a plea agreement that also settled state charges, Farmer will serve 27 months in prison and will have to pay tens of thousands of dollars in restitution. Farmer hasn't said much publicly about his case, but he apologized in court and after his sentencing.
I want to say to the people of the state how sorry that I am and how much they've meant to me, and thank them for all the understanding. And you know, you make bad decisions, poor judgments, and you know, you own up to those mistakes and you move on. And that's what I would hope that the people of the state would be willing to do.
Joshua Lars Wheel wrote about Richie Farmer's basketball and political careers in an online piece called The Legend of Richie Farmer, published by Yahoo Sports. Wheel, a Kentucky native and UK alumnus, says he agrees with those who contend that despite his mistakes, Farmer's jersey should remain in the rafters of Rupp Arena.
I don't see any reason that his basketball career and his time at UK should be tarnished by anything that happened politically or personally later. That seems punitive to me in a way that doesn't really make any sense.
There's no parole in the federal court system, but Richie Farmer could have some prison time shaved off for good behavior. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Rick Howlett in Louisville.